Eternal God, help us to get the best out of each day. In Jesus' name. The reading is taken from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 and 16. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. The scripture says here that the days are evil. But in Genesis 1, verse 31, it says, then God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good, until Satan tempted Eve to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. From that time, the days became evil and contain evil. You can see and hear how evil they are when you look on the internet, read the newspapers, or listen to the daily occurrences of criminality on the radio and TV. But praise be to God, the days are also good and contain goodness. The challenge for the believer is to avoid being entangled by evil and taking authority over it. This also means, in order to avoid getting entangled, you must fear no evil. Psalm 23 verse 4 says, yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The valley of the shadow of death that you are walking through is this world that you are living in. And though each day has its share of evil, it will not harm you, because goodness will follow you as you stay in fellowship and prayer and seek to do the Lord's will. As Psalm 23 verse 6 states, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You see, as well as having no fear, there is something else you need to do to get the best out of each day. You must also put on the full armor of God, as stated in Ephesians 6, verse 13. And this says, therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. God's word does not say here, if the day of evil comes. It says, when the day of evil comes. And that means that evil in a day is inevitable and unavoidable. So you have to put on the full armor of God and take authority over it. Another aspect you need to be aware of is found in Matthew chapter 6, verse 34. And that states, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Just as the events of each day are different for each and every one of us, each day has enough trouble of its own. And each day, as our opening scripture states, has enough evil of its own. But if you allow these facts to affect you, they will stop you from getting the best out of each day. Just as you should not worry about the troubles of each day, you must put on the full armor of God and take authority over the evil of each day from affecting your life. Psalm 118 verse 24 reads, "This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." As a believer in Christ, each day belongs to you because your life belongs to the Lord, and a day is a part of your life. So each day you can open your Bible and read this scripture, and it will be the day that the Lord has made, and you will need to rejoice and be glad in it. In spite of the sadness or difficulties that confront you, in spite of the evil that exists, goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. Do not let trouble or evil stop you from achieving what God has for you. You should not be seeking answers for your life through astrology or reading horoscopes. That is not what God had in mind when He created you. Seek the answers you need for your life in His Word. In fact, He created the earth and the day so that He could put you and me in them, so that He could bless mankind to subdue and have dominion over the earth and everything in it, even over the events of each day. May God bless you and help you to get the best out of each day. God bless you. Pastor Philip. God is here.